Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we have a very exciting show for you.
Yes, we do. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Well, let's get started. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And our title is A Little Lie. A Little Lie. Have you ever told a lie before?
Me? No, never. I don't do that.
Peter, I think you just lied to me right now.
Okay, fine, but lying is not good.
You're right. I think it is something we all have done, though. Well, today we have our talk about it.
Yes, we will have a story today, and there will be a situation that is a little difficult. What would you do?
Sometimes there is a right answer, but other times it is not easy to know what to do.
And that's why we will talk about it. You can practice your English and talk with your friends about it too.
Well, maybe you have lied about something, but has a friend asked you to lie for you?
Ooh, that is not good, and that can be difficult for a friendship. And today we have two friends, and we'll learn about them after we learn our keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina.
今天我们来看看 Vivian 和 Nora 的故事。这两个人很小的时候是好朋友，但是后来上了不同的小学。Vivian and Nora were childhood friends. 名词 childhood 就是童年的意思，小学是 elementary school。Elementary 是基础或初级的，所以 elementary school 指的是小学。They went to different elementary schools. 不过这学期一开始 ，Nora 发现 Vivian 转到她的班上，他们又是同班同学了。They were classmates again. 名词 classmate 就是同学。有一天 ，Vivian 找 Nora 想请她帮忙，她拜托 Nora 帮她去跟父母说谎。父亲或是母亲是 parent。She wanted Nora to talk to her parents. Vivian 的父母很喜欢 Nora, 而且更重要的是他们很信任 Nora. 副词重要的是 importantly. More importantly, they trusted her. Nora 发现 Vivian 要她说谎，说谎是 lie, but she didn't want to lie to them. 所以到底 Vivian 要说什么样的谎话？如果是你，你会答应 Vivian 吗？我们一起来看看他们的对话。
Vivian and Nora were childhood friends, but then they went to different elementary schools. Now, a new school year was starting.Nora was surprised because Vivian was her classmate again. Nora was excited. But Vivian seemed a little different. She was spending a lot of time with older students. Nora and Vivian were still friends. But Vivian didn't talk to Nora very often.
We have two friends today. One is named Vivian and the other is named Nora. They were childhood friends.
I remember my childhood. It was great. I had so much fun being a kid. I would go to school. I would play in the park. Ah, childhood was wonderful.
That sounds great. Childhood is the years when you are a kid. And Peter...It sounds like you had a good childhood.
Yeah, I did.
Well, my favorite time was when I was in elementary school.
Ooh, that was a nice time. Elementary school. That is when you are about 5 to 11 years old. Are you in elementary school right now? Or are you older? Middle school? High school?
These two girls went to different elementary schools. Here's Christina to tell us more.
这两个好朋友上了不同的小学。 They went to different elementary schools. 看到这个句子我就想到，因为我们中文常说你读哪个学校，或者我读的是中山高中，所以用英文讲的话，读要怎么说呢？是不是也这样子伤过脑筋？其实英文很简单，读某个学校只要用 go to 就可以了。比如说 which school do you go to? 就是你读哪个学校。我读的是中山高中， I go to 中山 high school。或者我读过三个高中， I went to three different high schools。 所以下次不要再伤脑筋想着说读哪个学校的读要怎么讲，用 go to 就可以了。这是一个很典型的例子，告诉我们学英文的时候，如果只会一个字一个字的把中文翻译成英文，这样子就会出大事咯。多读多听多模仿英文是不可忽视的学习方法哦。
Thanks, Christina. So these girls went to different elementary schools, but now they're classmates.
Oh, that's great. So that means they go to school together now. Wonderful. It's really fun when your friends are your classmates.
Yeah, that's great. But Vivian seems a little different now. Maybe they talked or something, but...It didn't feel right.
Yeah, when something seems different, maybe something looks different or feels different too.
Yeah, and I think we'll learn more about what is going on really soon. Let's go to this next part.
One day, Vivian saw Nora walking. She called to her.Nora was happy to see her old friend.
Hi, Vivian. How are you?
She said.
I'm fine, but I need your help. Can you tell my parents something?
Vivian asked Nora. Vivian's parents liked Nora, and more importantly, they trusted her.
What do you want me to tell them?
Nora asked.
So we have two friends.Before, they were good friends. But now, Vivian seems a little different. These friends are not close now.
One day, the two friends met. Vivian sees Nora and wants to talk to her. Remember, Vivian is the one that seems different.
Vivian says, "Wait up," to her. This is a way to ask someone to stop or to wait for you.Especially if they are going somewhere at the same time.
Nora was happy to see her old friend. I think we are all happy when that happens. An old friend is a friend that you've known for a very long time.
That's right. Vivian says to Nora, I need your help.
Peter, I need your help too.
Oh!I can help you with that. Friends, that's today's calendar phrase!
I need your help.
I need your help. 我需要你的帮忙。
Do your homework.
I need your help.
Write your paper.
I need your help.
Study for the test.
I need your help.
Okay, how can I help you?
Bring me some snacks.
I need your help.
I need your help. 我需要你的帮忙。
Well, Vivian needs help. She wants Nora to tell her parents something. Parents...are your mom and your dad, your mother and your father.
Uh-oh, this is not good. I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, your parents care for you. They make rules for you and you should listen to them.
And if you don't listen to them, if you break a rule, you can get into trouble. Maybe she wants Nora to tell them something because she broke a rule.
Well, it's true that Vivian's parents like Nora. More importantly, her parents trust her. Wow, I wonder what will happen. But first, we need to take a break. We'll be back after this. See you soon.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Did you ever have a good friend, but then your friendship changed?
Yeah, I think that can happen. When you grow up, you become different. You start changing. And sometimes friendships change at the same time.
I know what you mean. When I moved away, I had a friendship that changed. Well, let's learn more. Let's go to part three of our lesson.
Tell them I was with you last night,
Vivian said.
But that would be lying,
Nora said. Vivian's face turned red. She looked at her feet.
It's just a little lie, Nora. And if you tell them, we can see a movie this weekend,
Vivian said. Nora wanted to spend time with Vivian, but she didn't want to get in trouble. What should she do?
So Vivian needs Nora's help. Vivian's parents liked Nora, and more importantly, they trust her.
Great. So what does Vivian need help with?
Well, she wants Nora to lie to her parents.
What? No, that is wrong. That is lying.
Yes, lying is when you do not tell the truth. Vivian wants to tell her parents that she was with Nora.
Vivian knows this is wrong. Her face turns red. That means she is not proud of asking about this. Here's Christina to tell us more about this sentence.
Nora 说，那是在说谎啊。Vivian 一时无话可说，脸都变红了。Vivian's face turned red. 这里的 turn 是连缀动词，变得怎么样的意思？后面可以直接接形容词，比如说 ，his hair turns gray. 他的头发变白了。对了，外国人不像我们说头发变白，长了白头发，他们说的是 gray hair， 灰色的头发。我们再来看一句 ，The weather turned cold， 天气变冷了。这个 turn 当连缀动词的用法，你也来试试看吧。
Thank you, Christina. When someone's face turns red, they usually feel embarrassed.They don't feel good about something.
So what's the lie? She wants Nora to say that she was with her last night. But that isn't true. That means she was with someone else. Maybe those older kids?
I'm kind of worried about Vivian. She is different now. And now she wants Nora to lie.
But maybe if she lies, they will be close friends again. Nora wants to be friends with Vivian. They would see a movie if she tells her parents.
And it is just a little lie, but it is still wrong. And maybe something serious will happen later.
Yeah, does it matter if it's a big lie or a little one? Friends, maybe you can talk about it.But right now, we need to review our keywords. Let's do that right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Childhood. Childhood. Karen's childhood was happy.
Elementary school. Elementary school. My little brother is at elementary school.
Classmate. Classmate. Mary often studies with her classmates.
parent. Parent. My parents helped me a lot.
Importantly. Importantly. Dan is smart, but most importantly, he works hard.
Lie. Lie. You didn't go home early. Don't lie. All right, friends, those are the keywords for today. And now we can review our lesson one more time.
Vivian and Nora were childhood friends, but then they went to different elementary schools. Now a new school year was starting. Nora was surprised because Vivian was her classmate again. Nora was excited. But Vivian seemed a little different. She was spending a lot of time with older students. Nora and Vivian were still friends, but Vivian didn't talk to Nora very often. One day, Vivian saw Nora walking. She called to her.
Hey, Nora! Wake up!
Nora was happy to see her old friend.
Hi, Vivian! How are you?
She said.
I'm fine, but I need your help. Can you tell my parents something?
Vivian asked Nora. Vivian's parents liked Nora, and more importantly, they trusted her.
What do you want me to tell them?
Nora asked.
Tell them I was with you last night,
Vivian said.
But that would be lying,
Nora said. Vivian's face turned red. She looked at her feet.
It's just a little lie, Nora. And if you tell them, we can see a movie this weekend,
Vivian said. Nora wanted to spend time with Vivian, but she didn't want to get in trouble. What should she do?
Oh, no.
What's wrong, Monkey Man?
Well, I met an old friend last week.
What's wrong with that?
Well, she keeps calling me.
She? Maybe she likes you.
Yeah, maybe she likes me too much.
What? Why do you think that?
Well, she calls me all the time and talks.
Monkey Man has a girlfriend.
Hey, not funny. I need your help, Ginger.
Well, how can I help?
Well, the next time she calls, you tell her that I'm not here.
But Monkey Man, that's lying.
It's just a little white lie.
Monkey Man.
Oh, no. Tell her I'm not here.
Hello? You want to talk to Monkey Man? Sorry, he says he's not here.
Ginger.
Well, that's what you said.
Oh.
Hey there, ma'am. Do you need help?
Oh, a handsome young man. Do I need help? Why do you ask?
Your bag.
Oh, yes, this is my bag.
Well, your bag looks kind of... I mean, it looks a little... A kind of...
Is something wrong, young man?
I need Super Sentence Man.
And Super Sentence Man is never too far away! I write here, the Super Sentence for today is... Something seems a little... Something else. You want to say, your bag seems a little heavy.
Yes, your bag seems a little heavy.
Good, good. Now, before you help this dear old lady, do you have another super sentence for me?
Hmm, This homework seems a little difficult.
Super! What about you? Do you have one for me? A super sentence.
Yes. His hat seems a little small.
Whose hat? Ah, yes. His hat seems a little small. I think you're right. And that was super! Now, what do you need to tell this kind old lady?
Ma'am, your bag seems a little heavy. Can I help you carry it?
What a nice young man. Sure.
Oh, your bag is not really heavy. It only seemed a little heavy.
Well, friends, that is how you use a super sentence. Remember, everybody now, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And, something seems a little smelly.
Oh, it must be the trash.
Oh, the trash.
Where?
In the bag.
Huh?
Please take it over there. Thank you.
Oh. Well, look at this. There certainly is trash, smelly trash, in that bag. You are a good man.
Can you help me, Super Sentence Man?
Oh, I hear other people calling my name. I need to go give other people a super sentence. Goodbye.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us today. Well, what do you think about today's talk about it?
Nora wants to be better friends with Vivian again. I can understand that. But I think that if Vivian asks her to lie, she doesn't really care about her friend, Nora.
Yeah, doing something wrong will not make a better friendship.
That's true, but it's easy to talk about it. It's another thing in real life.
Right, so maybe the answer is clear, but maybe it's easy to do. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's lesson. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.